The next slide now is we're going to be talking about your goals. Goals are the foundation for improvement to become fluent. They are the fuel, and it's like the essence of your motivation is your goal. So you have to be very careful, one, about how you pick them, and two, to make sure that it's really what you want. It's not for anybody else. It's your goal. These are very, very important. I cannot overstate how important it is to have a good goal, to set up yourself the foundation for you to start learning and improving your language learning. They're also useful as you learn, as you go from day to day, to be able to check and see where you are. Are you progressing? Are you not progressing? And why? You find these out because of your goals. And one more thing, when you know what your goals are, you know where you're going. You feel confident in where you're going. And in many aspects, you enjoy your journey towards improving your English fast. So those are some of the reasons I think you should have a goal. So this slide or this part of the course is speaking about how to choose your goals and what you must think about in order to choose a goal that's good for you. Don't forget as well that goals are things, they're very, they're things that are alive, they're very movable. So you're allowed to change them as often as you want. If you started the journey with a certain goal and you discover afterwards that you want to improve the goal or you want to totally change the goal, that's fine. It's up to you, and you're the one who decides where you want to go. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is the essence of when you're choosing your goals in English language is it must be related to what you want to achieve in a realistic time frame. Now here I have put 30 days, 60 days, and 90 days. It is generally accepted all over the world in many circles that in order to begin creating a habit, you need around 30 days. Some people do it a bit less, but the average time is 30 days. So even to start having a habit of improving, you would need 30 days to do that. So that's my recommended minimum. It's very difficult to do it less than that. You would really have to devote much more time every day. And also, it would be very, very intense. I mean, even what I'm talking about now is quite intensive. But to do it less than 20 days, you would have to devote possibly everything you're doing towards improving the language. 60 days also is a nice time frame that you can use to check your improving or your fluency progression. It's kind of in the middle between 30 and 90, and it's a good way to, it gives you enough time to be able to improve frequently, regularly, daily. And 90 days is actually another number that's generally accepted to really have a lasting change, to have a really big leap and big improvement. Usually the average person or the average person looking to be fluent, the average person seeking to be a better speaker, it takes you 90 days. 90 days, when you work on it frequently, gives you enough time to be able to discover, track, change, update, and see how far you're going and how far you have left to achieve your goal. So these 3 days are my recommended time frame or timeline. The second thing is, when it comes to creating your goals, is you have to break them down into at least two skills in English or English improvement. Generally, in English improvement, we have four skills that you can improve, and these are very well known, and they are writing, reading, speaking, and listening. Now, because this whole course is concentrated mainly on speaking, one of the two skills, of course, you have to improve is speaking. So I have to improve speaking on the slide, but you can also choose another skill to improve, because when you choose two skills, they complement each other, or the second skill complements the first one and makes it even better. In this case, I recommend listening. Why? Because when you're not speaking to someone in a communication, what are you doing? You are listening. So because of that, I recommend having these two skills embedded in your three speaking goals that you're going to have for fluency, okay? So you have to pick three. Now, going on to the next point, after you pick three goals, because you have to pick three, at least three, you must break them down into short-term goal, medium-term goal, and finally, a long-term goal. So from the three that we've spoken about before, you have to have two of them as a goal to improve your speaking, and one of them as a goal to improve your listening. Now, how you choose to put that together with your short-term goal, your medium-term goal, and long-term goal is up to you. But I recommend you have a speaking short-term goal, a listening medium-term goal, and a speaking long-term goal. Now, first of all, I'll explain the short-term goal. The short-term goal is essentially something that does not take long for you to try and to see if you've improved and to check to see where you're going. So usually the time frame for this is a few hours to a few days to possibly a week, but it should not be more than that. I recommend actually an hour or a few hours or maximum a day. So what's one of them? You could say, I want to learn some vocabulary words, some new vocabulary words that I can use in sentences. This does not take a long time. All you have to do is find a good book, get some vocabulary out of that book, find out how we use them, find out some example sentences, practice them, and then try them out in a real context. It's also good if you're trying to improve in vocabulary, for instance, to know what context you want to improve in. So, for example, if you want to improve your vocabulary in, I don't know, cooking or sports, or even, I don't know, something more precise like your exams, any one of these, you can improve your vocabulary, but you can do it actually in a short time. If you're not doing a lot of words at the same time. I mean, for a short-term goal recommended, you can pick three new vocabulary words, learn what they are, learn their meaning, learn some example sentences, possibly three of them, and then start using them. So I'll give you a minute to go to the summary, which is at the end of this slide, and just write what you would like your short-term goal to be. Ideally, it should be a speaking goal, a goal where you have to speak at the end. And it should be something that should not take you a long time to do. So a few hours to one day, several days. I'll give you a few minutes. Okay, so I've come back. Hopefully you could have paused the video if you wanted to. That's fine. You can rewind back and pause so that you can think about your short-term goal and come back to your medium-term goal. Now, the medium-term goal I recommend should be a listening goal. Why? Because better listening increases your possibility of reacting and speaking. So listening as a medium-term goal is good. You can also have a speaking goal, but listening is also good. So an example of listening could be you could practice listening to some accents for about a week or 2 weeks. Usually it's about a week or 2 weeks, or even several weeks, and come back to the beginning to see how you're doing. So for example, you could have several texts that you listen to with transcription that you can listen to one time, two times, three times, and then after a few times, take a break for a day or two, come back and try listening again. You could have it connected to your short-term goal. So you could have people speaking about the three vocabulary terms that you picked in the short-term goal. So you could find things on the internet, for example, on YouTube. If you have three vocabulary words you picked, just type them into YouTube and listen to the subject for a little while, and then come back later again to see how well you've improved. But listening is also a skill, and it's something that you have to do constantly. You could also have for your midterm goals, you could listen to different accents, because accents, one of the things about them to improve is you have to listen to them repeatedly and repeatedly. That's the way you improve. Your ear must get tuned in to the accent. That's how it works. So now I'll give you a few minutes. You can pause again the video to think about a medium-term goal, preferably, ideally, in a listening skill, and then you can come back. So I'll pause the video for a second. Okay, I'm back again. And now the final thing to talk about is your long-term goal. Your long-term goal actually is what ties everything together. It's the main reason why you want to improve. It's the big thing that you reason why you are learning English and you want to do it quick. So several things I recommend is this goal must be practical. It must be something that you can ideally do in 90 days. It must also have come with a lot of emotion tied to it. So it must be something that is personally very important to you. A lot of people, for example, want to learn English so they can travel to a country and start speaking with natives. That's a realistic long-term goal, and it is measurable as well. In, for example, 90 days, as I said before. But it has to be something that is very, very important to you and has an emotional aspect to it, apart from the fact that it's long-term. So think about whatever your dream is. In fact, that's what it is. In fact, it's a dream. The long-term goal is your dream that you want to achieve realistically, okay? So I put 90 days as the largest time. But you can go further. Some people have 6 months. Some people could do longer than that. But I would say 6 months is the maximum. 3 months if you're super motivated. If you're very motivated, you really want this, you can do this. Okay, so I'll pause the video again. And I would like you to just think about your dream or your long-term goal, why you want to improve your English fast. Okay, so I'll pause it for a second. Okay, so now you're back, and that's basically summarizes this slide. So I hope you found a goal or a dream that's big enough that's going to push you throughout this course, and that's going to help you to learn how to achieve your speaking fluency. So just to summarize again about the three goals that I said, they must be broken down to a short-term goal, one which is called a quick win, something that you can learn very quickly and start speaking. It could be anything you want to do. I've given you an example. You can choose 1 to 3 vocabulary words, go into a dictionary, find out what they mean, find out some example sentences, use them in a real situation. The second type of goal that I told you must try to do is a medium-term goal, So something that is a complementary skill, hopefully, which in this case is listening to speaking, and you have a medium term in which you want to have it done. So it could be a week, it could be 2 weeks, it could be 4 weeks, but it's medium term. And in this case, it's a listening skill. So you can either find audio on the internet, you can find your CDs, you can find, there's many ways to listen to audio now. So you can have a medium term listening skill to complement the speaking skill. And the third one is the long-term goal, which is the dream goal. And this is the big win. This is the reason you're actually learning English and the reason you want to learn it quick, fast. So that you must define your long-term goal and where you should reach so that that's what is guiding you all throughout this course and all throughout the time you're trying to learn the language. So to finish with from this start slide, review again everything that I've said. If you have to go back and listen from the beginning, because I gave from the beginning of this slide, sorry, because I gave quite a bit of information. So I recommend that if you have to, you listen again. But please make a summary. You know, down below when you look at the screen, you know where the course is. Have a look where there's a place you can make some summaries. So make some summaries, because this is an important part of this course. Think about your three goals, make them real, make sure there's something that's meaningful to you, especially the third goal. It is critical to improving your English fast. So I look forward to seeing you in the next one.